God spoke to you during the active part of your day, would you notice? Welcome to the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Today's message, tune in or tune out. And today's scripture, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. John 10:3-4. You know, one of the greatest benefits of our salvation has to be that of hearing God speak to us personally. There can be no intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father without it. But as easy as it is for us to speak to Him, the average Christian has a hard time hearing His voice. This is not the way the Lord intended it to be. Learning to clearly distinguish God's voice is invaluable. Instead of going through life blindly, we can have the wisdom of God guide and protect us. There isn't a single person listening to this message who couldn't have their life radically transformed by hearing the voice of the Lord better. The worst marital problem is one word from the Lord away from total turnaround. If you have sickness or disease, one living word from the Lord will instantly heal you. If you are in financial crisis, the Lord knows exactly how to turn your situation around. It's just a matter of hearing His voice. The Lord constantly speaks to us and gives us His direction. It's never the Lord who is not speaking, but it's us who are not hearing. Jesus made some radical statements about hearing His voice in John 10:3-4. He was speaking about Himself as the shepherd of the sheep and the only way to enter the sheepfold. Radio and television stations transmit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but we only hear them when we turn the receiver on and tune it in. Failure to hear the signal doesn't mean the station isn't transmitting. Likewise, God is constantly transmitting His voice to His sheep, but few are turned on and tuned in. Most Christians are busy pleading with God in prayer to transmit where the problem is with their receivers. Take the time to tune in to God's heartbeat. The first thing we need to do, believers, is fix our receivers. Believe that God is already speaking and start listening. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for giving me the ability to tune in to your heartbeat and the wisdom to lock on and lock on to it. Take care. God bless, and make it a great day.